The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
No, I haven't heard it. I heard about it.
What are you talking about?
Well, those of you who heard it probably know what I'm talking about. Those of you who didn't hear it have no idea what I'm talking about. Well, would you just tell us what you're talking about? Do you notice how I can just divine what the listener's thinking? It's amazing. Seeing Jason's expression and knowing he's thinking that same thing, that helps a little bit. Actually, that's not true. Jason knows exactly what I'm talking about. Just kidding over there. Apparently, Mark Levin lit up Senator Ron Johnson on his show, on Levin's show. Just lit him up. I have not heard it. I believe he podcasts. I can't remember if it's behind a paywall or not. I will try to go somehow, some way, take a listen to it. He was merciless. Now, Mark Levin has been a huge defender of Ted Cruz, felt that Republicans were traitors to the cause, who didn't go along with Cruz, follow him into the valley of death, so on, so on, so on. So I'll try to take a listen to that and just see exactly how brutal it was. And we may have Ron come on and discuss it, too. We'll see. But I know that Ron Johnson, Tea Party candidate of 2010, the big talk shows, including now Hannity, I know, has not had much use for Ron Johnson either, but he's been a bit more stealth about it. He wouldn't name him by name, but just the way he was talking, I have a really strong feeling that there are times he was referencing Ron Johnson but wouldn't say his name. But apparently, Levin just lit into him, and I'll try to get a listen to it when I get an opportunity. But Jason just took a call before the news. I took two emails on it. So apparently, it was festive, shall we say. We're going to get to all things shut down at 9:45. Yeah, look, I know the big three talk shows, Limbaugh, Hannity, and Levin, have their position has been that if you're not with Ted Cruz, you're a traitor. They don't say it in so many words. Levin does. Hannity said, any Republican senator that didn't stand with Ted Cruz in his faux filibuster should be out. I think that's preposterous. Just preposterous. Well, it appears to be right there, Jason. His podcast is just available. I'll try to take a listen to it. It'll be after the show today, obviously. I'm not going to do that before. And once I listen to it, maybe we'll have Ron on and respond to it. We're going to have Reed Ribble on at 9:45-ish. And I know a lot of people, I'm getting a lot of email. If you're not aware, Reed is joining us every day for an update on what's going on in Washington. And I'm getting a lot of email from people who are challenging Reed on a lot of things. So we'll get to all of that. By the way, there's a Tea Party incumbent in Michigan that's being challenged from the center. All sorts of things going on. All right. I want to start with something that has nothing to do with what's going on in Washington. Well, I guess that's not entirely true, as you'll see a little later, but it has nothing to do with the shutdown. Yesterday, this is in Wisconsin. Assembly Republicans moved closer yesterday to passing legislation that would make stripping public schools of race-based nicknames and mascots more difficult, pushing the proposal through committee and setting up a floor vote next week. Now, what will happen is this. All right, here's what happened, as you probably know. Democrats passed a bill, a law, that really bans Native American mascots. Now, they didn't want to just come out and do that. So they passed something where one person can complain about a school's mascot or logo as being offensive. Then the school district must prove it isn't. And if they can't, then the DPI orders them to change it. It's a kangaroo court. There was never going to be a Native American mascot challenged that could defeat the challenge. Because all the DPI did was set up a mechanism where one person could complain, and then you were guilty until proven innocent, and that was never going to happen because your judge and jury were the state DPI who want these things gone. But they weren't intellectually honest enough to just ban them because they knew there would be a public outcry that way. So they set up this kangaroo court pretending that if one single person complained, well, then we set up this review, and which is just a joke. The minute a person complains, your Native American mascot is gone. So Republicans are working on a bill that would change the procedure. If people still didn't like a Native American mascot, they could still petition to have it removed, but it would not be that ridiculously easy. They introduced the bill. Now, this is the way AP reports it, to help the Mequonago Area School District, which has refused a state DPI order to drop its Indians nickname. Someone complained about Mequonago. They went through this kangaroo court, and now they're supposed to change their name. Other districts did. They just folded. Mequonago said, go to hell. We're not doing that. The Assembly's Government Operations Committee passed the proposal on a 7-4 party line vote, despite minority Democrats' complaints that the measure represents a step backward in race relations. Representative Christine Sinicki, Milwaukee Democrat. I can't imagine high school students sitting at their high school football game and having thousands of people around them yelling stuff like, slaughter the Indians or slaughter the Apaches. Representative Christine Sinicki said, that to me is completely wrong. It breaks my heart to see we're going back down this road. The bill supporters counter that current state law is too slanted toward complaints and doesn't give schools a fair chance to defend beloved nicknames they've used for decades. Again, it's a complete joke. It's a ruse. The legislation Democrats passed into law bans these mascots. They just won't admit that. But no school, once a complaint is issued under the current system, is ever going to beat the rap because they have to prove it's not offensive. That's what they would have to prove. Under the Republican plan, those issuing the complaint would have to prove that it is offensive. And what it would take is a petition with signatures from the district, from district residents, equaling 10% of the number of district students. The complaint would then have to prove discrimination to the State Department of Administration. That agency, not, again, the Department of Administration, that agency, not DPI, would make the final call on whether the name or mascot must go. The measure also would erase all existing DPI orders to school districts to drop race-based names, but some have already just gone and changed it. Barbara Munson is an Oneida Indian who chairs the Wisconsin Indian Education Association Indian Mascot and Logo Task Force. She has labeled this measure as racist. Well, okay. This is exactly what we're talking about here. Now, how do you defend against that? This is racist. How is it racist if there is still a mechanism by which you can complain about Native American mascots? You get 10% of the people, you know, equal to 10% of the enrollment to put forward a petition to the state, and you can challenge the mascot. I actually think that's rather modest. 10% of the enrollment. I mean, if a, just think about that. That's really not that much. Well, what do you mean? Well, it's not that much if these things are really all that offensive. And if there is this huge outcry. Now, some of you disagree with me where I said I could see that the Washington Redskins name could be perceived as racist, okay? But I don't agree with forcing them to change the name because I think the outcry is almost entirely manufactured. I don't think a large swath of the Native American population is upset about that. It's the same thing here. By the way, Daniel Snyder, and I posted it at jerrybadershow.com, the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. Daniel Snyder released a letter to the public yesterday saying, I'm not changing anything, not doing it. And he made a very compelling case. A majority of the public, including Native American population at large, doesn't have a problem with these. Then you get into this. Isn't it nice how Democrats are worried about us Republicans and our future? Representative Fred Kessler, Milwaukee Democrat, warned Republicans that the United States is no longer the predominantly white country of 60 years ago. He questioned how the bill would help the GOP build inroads with minorities heading into the next election cycle. It's so nice for Fred to worry about us. Isn't it great how Republicans are so, or our Democrats are so worried about Republicans and how we're just shooting ourselves in the foot? Their compassion is whelming. I mean, it really is. I don't understand how you sanction this boorishness and expect you're going to receive the blessing and support of people of diverse races in this country, he said. Sinicki said she understands schools' attachment to their nicknames and mascots, but they're fictional characters. Representative Brett Halsey, Madison Democrat, said he's of American Indian descent, and he called the bill racist. White people don't get it. You don't care. You're sticking a finger in American Indian's eye, and you don't have to. This is just amazing to me. They're not ending the process by which you can complain about these things. But now the burden of proof is on those who say they're offensive. This entire country's system is built on of justice. Is an innocent until proven guilty. This was guilty until proven innocent. But here's the lie that this exposes. The Native Americans as a population, and I'm not talking about their leaders, have a problem with this. I think Republicans are doing what's fair and just. But I want to ask you, though, do you think they are making a political mistake? Do you think this is going to hurt Republicans in the next election cycle? 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 920.
The Jerry Bader Show.